his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. This good is morning. Wednesday Live. Three good mornings out, David. How about that?
Wow. Well, wow, that's a lot.
I've heard a rooster crow more than once.
Yeah,
you know, in the morning, just as go, hey, it's morning, and it's still morning. It's going to be lunchtime soon, but so glad you've joined us today and that you have tuned your dial 89.9. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and every Wednesday, we intentionally bring to you Wednesday Live, and so we have all kinds of different guests. We have some guests pending. I'm just waiting on Jonathan Kahn. He's going to get us a date. We're going to be talking about his newest book coming up very soon. He's going to be with us. But also, David, I should make mention of the fact, September the 26th, that is an important date. It's the Treasure Coast Day of Prayer. Mm. We will be meeting at the Finn Center in Fort Pierce.
That's right.
That is Fort Pierce.
Yep.
And we are going to participate in a great event. It's called I Will Stand With Israel.
Amen.
I Will Stand With Israel. And I believe there are many pastors, many church leaders, and many in the body of Christ that want to come together for that purpose to prayerfully stand with Israel. I mentioned that Jonathan Kahn has a new book coming out.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be on air with us in the very near future. But Jonathan Kahn is going to be one of the guests at the I Will Stand With Israel event. In addition to him, and he will be speaking, Paul Wilbur and some of his ministry team, who is a wonderful messianic psalmist, well-known all over the world, is going to be coming, and we're just waiting on clarification. We may end up with a Holocaust survivor, as well as we may have a guest that might be joining us that traveled a great deal with Promise Keepers back in the day. And so it's possible Raleigh Washington might be with us. And so this is going to be an outstanding event. I think we only have seating for about 2,500. At the Finn Center. So we're looking to fill this place up. Put that on your calendar. You can check back with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance for more details, and you can pull that up on online. But just want you to get that into your calendar. And I do sense today, David, we need to pray for Israel.
Yes, we do.
And we need to pray for the nations. I mean, we're seeing a lot of stuff go on right now, and I know that there's a powder keg over there.
Oh yeah.
But God is in charge of His people. God is going to honor His covenants with His people, and so we pray for all to be saved. Everybody needs to be saved.
Amen.
But we definitely want to lift up, as we have some prayer this morning, for Israel as well as some other needs. I want to just welcome you, David. David Francoeur is with us, and also we have Barry Alsobrook, who is with us. Barry, welcome.
Thank you. Yes, I'm always so excited about being here on WCNO.
Well, it's great to have you, and you have a great ministry yourself. It's called Taken TV, and tell us just a thumbnail about that. We're going to talk more later as we get into some things this morning, but who is Barry, and who is Taken TV?
Well, Taken TV is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. That's a network that was started through a dream that God gave me about 4 years ago about bringing the body of Christ together and helping content creators create more content and give them a space to actually have it available at a reduced rate, somewhere that they could actually get their word out. Where in past these people have been prohibited because of the cost. So God just gave us this vision to be a place to help new content creators, old content creators who are just looking for a place to be able to get their message out and show off the talents that God had given them. So that's our mission, and And we have a lot of events coming up soon, that some live events. One that, if I could speak about, coming up on the 21st of September, called the Red Letter Awards. This is an event that's going on for 5 years. For 3 years, it was in the Los Angeles area. This year and last year, it's in Nashville, Tennessee. It's an awards ceremony where the founder, Carla Jackson, actually gives out awards for just about everything Christian, anything faith-based, anywhere from, you know, men of honor to songwriters to singers to actors to poets to everything.
Wow.
So everything Christian, you know, is up for recognition. And we are actually producing the event with her this year. And so it will stream live on Taken TV on September 21st. So we would love for you to join us on that event. You can go to takentv.com and sign up to be a part of the event. It's just $9.99. Or if you really are feeling blessed, you can travel to Nashville and join the event. And I believe the tickets there are only $30, and it's an incredible, about a three-hour event.
Yeah, it's great.
Cool.
Well, that's great, and I know, Barry, every time you come in, you're a networker, and God's putting you in a lot of different places. You were just down at the conference, Believer Summit, this past weekend. Maybe you can give us a little thumbnail of what happened there. I know you had a booth set up. But we want to get, David, we want to start out with a little bit of recognition of some mail that we have. We have, I think, some events coming up that we need to announce.
Yes, Stewart Aglow, and they've been on the air with us before. Kathy Demke is their local contact person. Stewart Aglow meets the second Saturday of the month, 9:45 a.m., at the Pine Lakes Garden Clubhouse, which is located at Southeast Morningside Drive in Stewart. And this particular, on Saturday, August the 10th, they're inviting teachers and homeschoolers to join them for a time of prayer and anointing for the coming school year. Very critical that all of you that do homeschooling, and those that are teachers in the public school who are believers, are more than welcome to come and do this and join them. They're also collecting backpacks and supplies for a group of local children. And if you have any questions, you can talk to Kathy at 772-834-1599. Again, that's Kathy Gedemke's, I think it's her personal cell, 772-834-1599.
All right, so that is coming up, and Women's Aglow has been ministering for a lot of years.
Yes.
And I remember when several churches were actually kind of birthed out of Women's Aglow and full gospel businessmen's organization, and Women's Aglow continues. And though it's called Women's Aglow, there are men involved nowadays.
Change it to Aglow International.
Aglow International.
Yeah,
that's right.
Have a place in it. But I can remember back in the 70s when I came to Christ, there was a group at my home, my home church there, and got to know some of those folks.
So keep that in mind, put it on your calendar, and we now have more chapters of Aglow International that are contacting us, I think, down south Palm Beach County and maybe in St. Lucie County. So we do give other announcements. And normally that would be on our daily promotional time in the mornings when we have Karen, she puts together a nice little promo for a lot of events that take place.
Right.
And so if you want to be a part of that, you can send in your emails to the station. You have an event coming up. As long as you're not selling tickets, then we can put that into our station promos that we do in the morning, the afternoon. I wanted to mention, David, how important all of our listeners are. And we do receive mail from many of you. And some people say, well, no one's writing checks anymore. Well, we have a lot of people that write checks, thank God.
We do. Amen.
And we want to thank all of you, because your support, prayerfully and financially, make this ministry possible. We are a listener-supported ministry. And one of our dear friends, I'm just going to give his first name, is Bill from Fort Pierce. And Bill sends in with his donations the reading, I'm not sure which one of the daily devotional books this is out of, but he always sends this in, and it's like a morning reading, it's like daily bread, that type of a thing. And very often, I take the time to read through this. It's like we receive all kinds of things in the mail. Sometimes we receive cat stickers or dog stickers, or we're even receiving flower seeds right now from one of our listeners has sent us in some seeds. And once we have the proper season to get those out, I think, planted, we're going to try to grow some things. But I wanted to just mention this. Today, this reading is from Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And then there is a very nice written devotional about the importance of holding fast the truth that we've received. And I know today there's a lot of winds, there's a lot of storms, there's a lot of things going on, you know, wars and rumors of wars, and a lot of things happening in different nations. We have a lot of political things that are taking place. I really hate all the mudslinging that happens. And yet these are seasons that we go through. It's a time of great importance. But let's make sure in the midst of everything going on in the world around us that we hold fast our faith. And I remember the words that Jesus said to Peter. Jesus, of course, knew that Peter was going to deny him. Mm-hmm. He's going to curse and swear and flee. But yet Jesus said, I've prayed for you that your faith would not fail. And I would have probably been praying, if I'd known somebody was going to be cursing, swearing, and denying the Lord, I would have been praying that they didn't curse, they didn't swear, and they didn't deny and flee. That would have probably been my prayer. But Jesus prayed differently. He prayed that his faith would not fail. And I began to understand the importance of holding fast and praying one for another that our faith does not fail, that we do not lose our faith in the midst of the storms. Because sometimes, now I know most of you are probably really more mature than Peter was, but sometimes it's not just Peter that looks at the storm, the winds, the waves, and sort of loses his focus for a moment. So my friend, if you've lost connection with some of your focus today, get a fresh grip today on the goodness of God. Amen. All right, so we've taken a little bit of a note about Steward Aglow. That's upcoming. We do want to lift up Israel in prayer at some point. We're probably going to do that maybe toward the end. But I want to welcome, we have a couple more guests with us that have just come in. Barry, introduce your team here. You've got a full team that's with us.
Absolutely. So I have Pastor Anthony Jankowski, and I also have the host, Maurice Brown, who will be hosting our comedy show that we're co-producing with him, that will be here in Port St. Lucie in the near future.
All right, so let's talk about that. Gentlemen, who is going to tell us about the Comedy in the Kingdom tour? I think a few more laughs are only going to be good for the body of Christ.
Amen.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I am the host, Maurice Brown. Hello, everybody.
Great voice. Oh, great voice. Yeah. Listen to this.
Good radio voice.
Well, I actually did radio for 6 years in North Carolina back in the 90s. But I'm the host, and we've got a great show, Christian comedy show, and I've been doing stand-up for about 13 years.
Okay.
Did that in Washington, D.C., and it was quite a challenge being a Christian comedian working in, you know, clubs and so forth where there's not a lot of Christian verbiage coming from the stage, unless I come up there, of course. But anyway, I cut my chops doing that for 13 years, and so now I'm doing a tour of Christian comedians.
Okay.
It's called Comedy in the Kingdom Tour, and we're going to kick it off this Saturday night in Fort Pierce at a place called The Harbor, formerly known as Northside Worship Center.
Okay.
At 7 o'clock, and I'm going to be the host. It's going to feature Fifi Frazier from Pompano Beach, Florida, hilarious comedian, and Casey Peruski, the headliner, who's local. He's got his own dry bar comedy special. Very, very funny guy. Check him out. And me too.
Yes. All right. Well, we're all laughing, but
And so that being said, that's going to kick off maybe 25 to 30 more shows, different cities. Hopefully I'll be in the Florida area for a few more. But we just want to get the word of God out through comedy, through the tour.
Okay.
And I'll say this. There are so many funny Christian comedians out there.
Yeah.
The moment you say Christian comedian, what does the world do? They turn
Shut
you
it off.
Off.
Sure. Yeah,
they didn't even give you a chance.
Sure.
They love people like Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart, and nothing against those guys. Funny, but they're not family friendly.
Right.
You can't take
right.
your kids to see them.
Right.
You can take bring your kids to my show.
Well, glorifying yeah. God.
And we glorify the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. And once people get a load of the comics that I have, they'll go, "That guy's funnier than David Chappelle."
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's the whole point of the tour, to be able to have good, clean fun with the whole family, and as Anthony alluded to glorify Christ in the process.
So tell me, is this like a dinner show, or is it, tell me the format of it, and I mean, are families going to want to come? You going to bring your kids, or, I haven't been to a comedy show ever.
Oh my goodness.
Ever.
I can't believe it.
I've never been to one. Well, wow. I tried to go to Shonda Pierce one time. I think she has a little comedy.
We got our first ticket sold. Here we go.
We got our first ticket sold, ladies and gentlemen, right here on WCNO. Well, she's hilarious, by the way.
She
Shonda
is hilarious.
Pierce,
yeah.
Very, very funny. And Shonda's in, you know, that group of comedians that if I don't know her personally, I have very close friends that have toured with her.
Sure.
Like Bone Hampton, who's very funny. There's Michael Jr. I don't know if you guys, well, you said you've never been to the comedy show, so you may not be familiar with Michael Jr. or John Crist. Jeff Allen, you know, Jason Earls. These are some of the leading Christian comedians in the country. Mark Christopher Lawrence, who's actually been in films with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Will Smith. He was in The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith, but he's a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is he a very good actor, he's also a Christian comedian. And he's part of the tour as well. So the idea is to go from city to city, bringing in different Christian comedians.
Again, the format. Is this for a family event?
Oh, this is a family
event. Is there food? Is there,
well, Barry,
what is the setup?
Anthony.
The time of night that it is, we decided not to do the food because a lot of times people already came, they ate, they would be starving by
so
that
it's seven.
Time. Yes, at 7 o'clock. So it'll be chips and soda. That's usually the format at Town Hall. We did all those shows. But it family friendly, bring everyone. So here's the deal. The Christian community does not rally behind anything at the moment. We're trying to change that. We need unity. We need people supporting one another. Yeah. I am dealing with this on five different fronts. So I am a person who supports other ministries and run to and fro trying to change what we have on the Treasure Coast and elsewhere. And that's everyone supporting everyone. This is to glorify God. God is first, and then it's to support one another. So I am really believing in a miracle here, and this radio station is part of that miracle, and that's that we can unite, show the community that we're united. And let me tell you, I need to see it myself. I really do. I believe in it. I'm shooting for it. I am striving for it, and I'm part of the solution, and that's I support others in what their ventures are, and this is wholesome entertainment. We need more of it. So I'm really believing that the listeners right now need to rise up, come to this event, the first of many wholesome entertainment.
So how do people get tickets? Where do they go?
Barry, you can handle that one.
Absolutely. So they can go to the Ticket Bud and put in Comedy in the Kingdom Tour, and that they can purchase tickets that way. But the best way is for them to call us, and I think Pastor Anthony could handle that, and he's taking a list that we could do at the
if
door.
If I could just interject for a moment, I know a lot of times when you're listening to the radio, you don't have a pen handy. If you would, grab a pen and paper, have it ready. In a couple minutes, we'll give you the phone number that you could write down. We're old school, and we know that new techniques don't work too well for our generation. We don't get a whole lot of people that want to go through the hassle of trying to join something online. They want something simple and just be able to pay for a ticket. And we're afraid to just have everybody show up at the door. And then if they don't show up, there's massive expense that has to be paid. And this is done with excellence, like anything unto God. So this is cameras and all professionals and a hall, a beautiful hall. So this is a very large expense to try to provide wholesome entertainment for the community and for God to be glorified. So again, here's the phone number if you're ready with your pen and paper. It's 772-971-9880. That is my personal number. I will answer your telephone call. I will help you to secure tickets. I will help you to promote whatever you'd like, but please join in and unite with one another.
And the address for this event?
Yes. It's 3100. And the road is called, they're calling it St. Lucie Boulevard. It used to be Airport Road. Is that the same thing as far as you know, gentlemen? It's St. Lucie Boulevard. If you just look that up on your GPS, that'll come up. So it's 3100 St. Lucie Boulevard, Fort Pierce. All right? Any problems, make sure you just call that phone number, and I'll make sure there's not. Yep, I'll give you that number one more time. It's 772-971-9880.
And if for some reason you're driving and you don't want to write because you'll have a wreck, which we would certainly not want you to have.
Yeah, don't do that.
You
don't
can call us at the station. We have all the data for you.
Thank you so much.
772-221-1100. That's us. That's right.
All right, and we're going to come back to that again because we know our audience is changing every few minutes, so we want to promote this a couple more times. Again, Comedy in the Kingdom Tour. Anthony, I really appreciate your focus on the importance of the body of Christ getting together. You know, heaven's going to be a shock, I think, for a lot of people unless we get out of our box down here.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we're going to find out, you know, people that live next door to us are in the kingdom and we never met them, or maybe two doors down, or maybe we find out that that church that we looked the other way as we passed it, that that pastor and a bunch of his people, you know, are in heaven as well.
Yes.
And I agree, the enemy will do anything he can to keep us apart.
Yeah.
And so anything that lifts up Jesus and gives glory to God and gives us an opportunity to get acquainted with one another, it is really important. Yeah. And to just enjoy the benefits of the kingdom. And it's good.
Thank you.
It's a good thing.
The other thing, you know, and I've been walking with the Lord for a good while, almost 50 years, and still on my first pair of shoes. But anyway.
Spiritual shoes.
Spiritual shoes, yes. Shod with the sandals of the gospel of peace. But I, as a pastor, I've been pastoring for 37 years, that I find Christians have a hard time thinking of Christian comedy because Jesus, never in the recorded in the Bible, Jesus laughed, right? Now, we know he was fully human, right? And we know he cried. He had emotions. But and so I'm sure that the gospel writers just maybe ran out of paper because we got to know Jesus laughed and the people around him needed to laugh. Consider in that day in Israel and under the thumb of the Romans and all of the political stuff going on that people needed to laugh. And Jesus brought them, I think he brought them to tears sometimes. If you read the story of he's saying a rich man, it's easier for a camel to walk through the eye of the needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. When you know he was talking about that little gate, when the big gates were closed in Jerusalem, the eye of the needle was a little gate you could still get into to get out of the way of the war that was coming against the city. And when you think of a camel caravan, the camels had to be down on their knees. And the guys, the caravan guys, had to be pushing and pulling these creatures who did not like that. And so the guy on the front end was getting spit on by the camel. And I'm not even going to talk about what the guy on the rear end
Thank you.
Was getting. But you got to know that the people listening were rolling in the aisles. But Jesus made his point. And gosh, today we need to laugh.
Amen.
You know, we need to laugh. I'd rather my tears be from laughter than weeping over the situation because God's got that anyway, but he wants to release us from that.
Yes.
If there's no other reason to come to this event on August the 3rd, it's that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I had young lady as I was doing comedy in a club in Washington, D.C., Christian comedy. I never change wherever I am. It's always going to be uplifting to God. And this girl was there just heckling all the community. I mean, it was so bad. And I'm thinking to myself, I told you this the other day, Anthony. I said, oh, my God, how am I going to deal with this? So anyway, I get up there, and I mean, this was just wicked, the heckling that was going on from this young lady. And as soon as I got on stage, she got up. She was in the back, and she came to the front and sat right in front of me. And I'm like, oh no, what am I? This is, oh, here it comes. And that young lady sat there. She watched me do my set. I was just making family-friendly jokes about my wife, my kids. You know, my wife doesn't like me watching football. She loves nature and stuff like that. And, you know, I said, babe, you know, she want to go out and take pictures of nature. Babe, I'm watching nature right now. The bears and the lions are playing. Anyway, the young lady, I just making jokes like that. And she never gave me one single heckle. And when it was over, she came up to me. It was a good set. And she said, I'm being beaten by my husband. And she said, I want to thank you for sharing your stories about your family. I wish I had a family like that.
Wow.
And, you know, you never know how bad a person is hurting.
Yes, you don't.
And for me to witness that young lady just berate every comedian and then sat there as pleasant as a lamb.
Yeah.
Amen.
I knew that that's what God wanted me to do.
Amen. Now, I don't know how large your audience is going to be or how large your largest audience has been, but right now you're talking to the largest audience possibly today that you could talk to. I mean, potentially we could have up to 7 million people if they all turned their dials to us today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And my mom just felt that jokes and humor were not a part of the kingdom.
Right.
But you know what? If things funny happened, she laughed.
Because
you know, we just need to do that. And so I want to just give you a couple minutes if you want to just, we have some people driving in their cars today. They have a tough day ahead of them. We have some people heading for the hospital. They have some surgeries coming up. We have some people in their homes today that are struggling with their family. There's relationships that are in crises. Give us a little something to laugh about. You're here, so we have you. So, you know, I'm not asking for the full $30 show, but just give us a, you know.
Well, before he tries to allow you to do that, can I just share one thing? That
is it funny?
You know what? Let's put it this way. This is so vital. It relates so well that it has to be said. So, for instance, a lady from school who was dying of cancer found out I was a pastor after all these years, tracked me down. She's dying of cancer, and she's just in total fear. She's taken 400 medicines, and I asked her if she's taken the most important medicine. And she looked at me like I was crazy, and it was joy, internal joy, right? That's a medicine that's not being pushed by doctors, not being pushed. And you know what? The Bible says it's a medicine.
Laughter,
we need it so
like
bad. So, and I picture Jesus laughing hysterically with all the children that constantly came to him, throwing them up in the air. So, so it may not be mentioned. It's a given when you're with children that you're laughing and enjoying time with children. So,
real play.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm 60 years old. Okay, and I mean, I'm at the age now where you'll see a guy like me on TV throw a frisbee and say, that's why I asked my doctor if Zeltrix is right for me. But I'm out there. I'm doing the comedy. And, you know, we live in a world that's complicated, would you guys not agree? We use that term to describe everything, to explain everything. It's complicated. Yeah. You know, my kids are 27, 25, and 22. And I told them when they were growing up, I said, look, you're not going to be thugs, okay? You all right? Understand that.
Not an option.
That's right. Number one reason is you have a dad who's a black man that talks like Tom Hanks. So You can forget about that. And the thing that's really complicated, and obviously I'm black, and black people are complicated, and this is probably an awkward moment being the only black guy with four white gentlemen, but black people can be complicated. I'll say it, okay? Yeah. And the reason being is black people, you know, they back in the day, a long time ago, black people used to name their kids after presidents and the founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson Jones. Andrew Willie Jackson. Benjamin Leroy Franklin. Black people do. Black people have gone from naming their kids after presidents and the founding fathers to naming them after water bottles. Aquafina. That's just a little snip. I don't want to give my whole routine
But there's more coming. Okay, so again, Comedy in the Kingdom tour is going to be Saturday, August the 3rd at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Contact information, I think, Anthony, you have a number again?
Sure. 772-971-9880. Asking all pastors to get on board, tell your people, come yourself, show support.
Yes, absolutely.
Bring your Bible study, bring your men's group, bring your ladies' group, bring your youth group, bring a group out, get together, have a night out, have a great evening, and let's build the kingdom together through a little bit of joy in the Lord. Sounds like
amen.
A great
amen.
Event.
Amen.
Mary, anything else in closing? We're pretty much out of time with this segment.
Well, if you're... I know the station goes a long ways, into Fort Lauderdale and all the way into Melbourne. If you can't make it, we do actually have the option to do a pay-per-view on Taken TV for the event. It will air the same time at 7 p.m. on Saturday, August 3rd. Just go on to TakenTV.com and you can buy the pay-per-view tickets and be just like you, even though you're not really there, you can be there in spirit and watch the whole event.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Can I offer one more option? One more option would be if you can't make it and you would like to donate a ticket or two, we'll make sure somebody who cannot afford it can be sitting in your steed and enjoy that great show plan. As a result of your generosity.
Amen. Great plan.
Amen.
Early tickets are still available right now?
Yes.
Yeah. Early tickets, and those are $25. That's discounted. It's $30 at the door, so $25 if you get it ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Really recommend people, to go ahead and get your ticket early, so you definitely know you're going to have a seat, and there's going to be a great evening there together.
We're not trying to get the 30. We're trying to just get people to act early and not procrastinate. That's all that's for. Yeah. That's what it's used for, and really we just want you to, make the commitment and show up. That's it.
Amen. Absolutely.
Again, that number to call or to text is 772-971-9880. 772-971-9880. And God bless you, brothers. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Amen.
And we look forward to hearing some good reports, how things went, and keep us posted. Mm-hmm. And we want to keep promoting good things that's in the kingdom. And Barry, thank you for the work that you do with Taken TV.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment. This is Wednesday Live. We're going to go to a song, and then we have a guest coming in to join us to talk a little bit about what's coming up in their church. There's a lot of freebies going out. School's getting ready to start, and want to reach out and minister to families as school cranks up here. And the Nazarene Church in Fort Pierce has some really great ministries that connect with their community, and we're going to have a couple guests to talk about that in just a moment.
Gentlemen, love you.
Oh,
yeah. Appreciate your hearts, man.
All right. Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, sons, hear the words of your father. Hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing. So count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back.
back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home again. Though you've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth, I will send you a savior. I will finish my work. You have no other shepherd. You have no other Lord. Green pastures are waiting in Zion once more. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back. So we pray for the peace, look to the east, for the sun rises sudden and fierce. Every prophet and priest and king in the city will look on the one they have pierced. We will mourn for the one we have pierced. But don't fear, oh my daughter, sons of Abraham, I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. No. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, oh my children. You will no longer roam lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take.
Hello friends, this is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and I want to invite you to a very special event. Please join me and my dear friend Rabbi Jonathan Kahn for an evening of praise and worship and inspiration. Join us with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th in the Fenn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. I will stand with Israel.
All All right, and we mentioned that earlier in the program today. The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is sponsoring the Treasure Coast Day of Prayer, September the 26th. Paul Wilbur will be there with a number of his ministry team, as well as Jonathan Kahn will be coming back to be with us for that evening event. It's only going to be just for the one evening, September the 26th, at the Finn Center in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And I would like to just ask you to join me for one moment, and let's just pray for Israel. Father, as we look at the news and we see the bombs going off and hear of the lives that are lost and recognize that Satan is at war with the plans and purposes of God and the people of God. And yet, Father, your word stands. Your covenant stands with Israel. And Father, we know that Jesus died for all people. Yeshua came for all nations. And yet, Father, we have a terrific war that's taking place now. Individuals seeking to destroy the last Jew that is on the planet, and those who would love to destroy every Christian. We're living in these kind of days when there is great evil that is manifesting on the stage. We pray for the salvation of the Jewish people. We pray for their eyes and hearts and minds to be opened, and for the love of God to reach the Jewish nation, that salvation will come to the Jewish people. We love them. We thank you, Father, that we have the Word of God through the Jewish people. We have the Messiah through the Jewish people. We have the Old Testament scriptures being brought to us through the scriptures. And we, too, as even Gentiles, are grafted in to that tree. We're grafted into that olive tree by the grace of God. So we identify today with the Jewish people. We pray for peace and salvation to come and your protection to be with them. And Father, I know if every enemy of Israel would simply bow their knees and repent today, the war would be over.
Yes.
The war would be over. And I pray that would be the case, that many who are at war with Israel, at war with your people, would bow their knee and surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ and come to know the great salvation that is ours in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Please remember to pray for Israel. And as you hear on the station the various promo spots that will be playing in reference to Jonathan Kahn, as well as Paul Wilbur and his ministry team that will be with us right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida for an evening of I Will Stand with Israel. Plan to be a part of that. You can go online to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, get more information, and we'll be giving more information about that in the days to come. Now we're going to talk about a great event that's coming up, and Robin Campbell is with us. Robin, welcome.
Thank you.
You've been here before.
I have.
And I'll tell you, I am so excited about what you and your church do. And I was trying to find your official title. I found something. It may not be right, but it says Manna Ministries Director.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
okay.
It.
Well, we want to thank you for the ministry that Fort Pierce First Church of the Nazarene has. Tell us what's getting ready to happen as kids are getting ready to go back to school.
We are having our fifth annual neighborhood block party, Pack the Backpacks. And we give out free backpacks made graciously through us, donated to us through a grant through Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County.
Okay.
And they give us a grant, and we purchase the backpacks, and we turn around and we ask local agencies to come and give out free school supplies, and we set it up, and we give out free backpacks. Last year, we gave out 650 backpacks.
Wow. Well, what are you expecting this year? I'm looking at there's might be as many as 900 available.
We have 924 backpacks, actually.
924.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're super excited. We have about 20 agencies coming who are going to be handing out the backpacks.
Excellent.
And there'll be a free hot dog and stuff like that, and chips and water, drink, juice and stuff.
Do you have any names of any of the agencies off the top of your head? Probably too many to remember.
Well, the Children's Services Council, of course, first
we'll be
of all.
There, sure.
The rest of the backpacks were paid through Nazarene Compassionate Ministries. That's our denominational ministry. And so they also helped pay for that.
Okay.
And so they're sending us 900 coloring books and pencils, too.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
For
that's
the kids.
Awesome.
So the Sheriff's Department is coming. The Fort Pierce Police Department is coming. The Fire Department is coming. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, CareNet. Oh, my goodness.
And there's so many ministries.
There's so many coming, you know, that I can't name them all off my head, but.
So what is the address? How do people that are listening today, we may have people that want to be a part of helping. Maybe it's too late, maybe not, but how about that? And then families that are looking to bring their kids and get them ready for school.
Well, the address of the church is 611 Gardenia Avenue in Fort Pierce.
Okay.
We're just off of US 1, between US 1 and Oleander, so you go on Gardenia, you will find us back there. We encourage parents to bring their students because we want the student to receive the backpack. The reason we do that is so they can actually meet the people like the firemen and the policemen and stuff like
excellent.
That. And we want the parents to come because these agencies are not just bringing school supplies. They are bringing informational resources for these families so that if they have any problems, any issues, any things, needs that arise, they can find help within our community.
So this really exposes and brings to the forefront many agencies that are able to interact with families in regards to needs that they may have.
Exactly.
This is tremendous.
You know, we do a monthly food drive-through food pantry, and that's thus the name Manna Ministries.
Okay.
And we have found that over the years that we've been doing that, and the months, especially the recent months, we've had so many families, they come crying through the line, are you sure the food is free? Are you sure this is free? Because we're struggling. We don't have any food in the house. And so when we do them the school supplies, you know, it's like we know that there's so many families out there who are struggling to make ends meet. You know, the school board chair, Debbie Holly, is coming. And,
oh, excellent.
And she's going to be there. And she and I were having a conversation. And she said they have 45,000 students plus in St. Lucie County.
Wow.
And, you know, there's several agencies like Christian FM's doing a back-to-school thing. Dunn's Kids Foundation's doing one. They're having one at the Finn Center. And, you know, you think about all these agencies that are doing this. You know, there's no way, even when we're giving out 900 and 700 and 500 and whatever, that you're actually going to meet 45,000
certainly
students
the needs.
But if you can make an impact even for one family, to me that's worth saying
absolutely. Absolutely. So you know, your story about people coming and waiting in line and with tears being thankful to be able to receive, and is there an opportunity in any way for there to be any ministry to these families that come in?
Yeah, we're setting up a special booth. We started out just for Pastor Sean because he's had surgery and stuff like that, and he can't stand a long time.
We want to say a big hello to him, right?
Yes, hey, brother.
But we're setting up a special booth, and we also have some other leaders from our denomination coming, our district denomination coming.
Okay.
And I said, why don't we make it a prayer booth? Because, see, while we're doing our drive-through food pantry, we ask on our registration form, how can we pray for you?
That's excellent.
And you'd be surprised how many people want us and need us to pray with them. You know, and two-thirds of our families that come through are Hispanic, you know, and the rest are Haitian and American. You know, all of us are American. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure.
The diversity of the races. And so the people that we have invited to come speak Spanish and Creole. And English. And so we're going to set up a special booth with things of how can we pray for you?
Excellent.
And let them come in and be ministered to. Oh, and the Gideons are coming, and guess what they're bringing?
Bibles. Awesome. Awesome.
Our missions motto says we're giving Christ to a hungry world.
That's beautiful.
And the way we do it first is through food. We reach out and we give them food, their physical needs.
Yeah.
And now we've started giving them Bibles. You know, last summer we had someone give us, when Ian came across the state, I contacted our headquarters and I said, how can you get me some stuff to get to these families over on the West Coast and stuff like that? Because they've been mostly impacted by this. And they sent us, the American Bible Society sent us tons of Bibles, wow. including children's Bibles. And we had one, and we had them in Spanish and in English. And one mom came through the next month and we asked her, how's it going? Would you like another Bible? And she said, no, but I have to tell you. She says, my second grader wouldn't read in school. He absolutely wouldn't. And she said, and you gave him this Bible, and guess what? He's reading the Bible every night.
Wow. Now, that's the way it was like 100 years ago or so, yeah. right? Yes. When the Bible was a part of education, that is awesome.
But you know what that does to my heart?
Yeah.
That just makes me say, this is what this is about. It's not just meeting their physical needs, but it's bringing Christ and giving Christ to them in tangible ways. We pray with them. We talk with them. We encourage them. We hand them Bibles, you know, and most of the time, most of the people who come are one-time.
You'll see them once.
We see them once.
Yeah.
You know, we have a few that come on a regular basis, but you know, they know that we're there, and they know that we care for them.
Yeah.
And so, this outreach for the block party is just a branch off of that, saying we want to help you, we want to help your students, but we want to help you know that there's others in our community who are here for you as well.
Yeah.
You know, we may not be able to meet you 100% right where you're at, but we can help guide you to some place where you can go.
Get the help, for
you know, like if they need clothes for their kids or something, we can say Graceway Village has clothing. You know, they need a meal, family meals. We're partners with these agencies, and, you know, we tell them, we'll call up family meals, and we'll say, these people need a meal, like, you know, tonight or something, and they'll get the address, and they'll take them a meal, you know, and so That's the thing I like best about doing this. My passion is people. You know, I have a lay minister's license and stuff. And I told people, they say, well, why don't you become ordained? And it's like, I don't have a call to preach.
Right.
I have a call to reach.
Yeah.
There you go. Wow.
I like that.
I don't know where that fits in the realm of spiritual gifts.
That's powerful.
Well, it is gifting. Yeah.
But, you know, that's what I love seeing these people, you know, and I can speak a little Spanish, and so I tell them when they come up, you know, and I can recognize if, you know, when they start talking, if they speak Spanish, and I'll tell them, yo hablo poquito español.
I speak a little. Yeah.
You know, I know enough to get me in trouble, but,
there you go.
You know.
Oh, man,
but
yeah.
It's so exciting to see these kids come up and to see them, and when we do Christmas and stuff, we have special treats for them. And the next month, they're in the car and they're going, do you have anything for us?
right. Wow.
But it's fun to do that. And we'll try to have coloring books, printed pages for them and stuff like that, so we can involve the whole family.
Excellent. Now, we want to just go through the guidelines again. So if you have children and you would profit from a backpack and some opportunities just to meet some wonderful providers in the community and would like to be a part of this, and I trust that many of our families will. There are some simple guidelines. Again, your address is in Fort Pierce. What's the street address?
611 Gardenia Avenue.
611 Gardenia Avenue. Is there a phone number if someone needed to call or wanted to call, or you don't encourage that?
I would say call the church and leave a message. 772-465-1622.
Okay, so if for some reason, and you are asking that the students come with the parents.
Yes.
And so the student needs to be there to receive the backpack,
exactly.
Right? And so this is not just for one grade. This could be, you have students of all grades that come
from kindergarten,
right?
Clear up to high school.
All the way through high school.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is tremendous. You have over 900 that are available, and a lot of supplies are going to be made available along with that also. And you did say there's some food?
There is some food.
Okay.
Now, if all 7 million of your listeners come, we're going to have to have a B-O-H-D. Bring your own hot dogs.
There you go. You don't have the 7 million hot dogs.
No, I don't.
And we probably don't have 7 million listening at this moment.
That's okay.
But hopefully they all will at some point. But the wonderful thing is that this is a great event. This is going to be on what, a Saturday?
It's on Saturday, August 10th.
August the 10th.
From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Right up.
Yes. And I've asked my son to come down from Georgia. He used to do parking at SeaWorld, and I said, I need someone with some expert help to help us park.
Wow.
So
wow,
he's coming to help us with the parking, and, you know, come early. They usually do, you know, but if you don't get right there at 10 o'clock, there's still going to be stuff left, and, you know, we don't want you standing out there too long in the sun. We'll try to give you a bottle of water so you're at least hydrated. So
if there are listeners, agencies, other organizations, maybe businesses that would like to just either for this event or in the future connect and be able to be a part of meeting the needs in the local community. I know there's a lot of things on TV always promoting things around the world, but my wife has always reminded me we have kids in our neighborhood that have needs, and sometimes we miss that because it's not being promoted in the same kind of a professional manner. But here we are, we have a local church that's always giving, serving, ministering. You all do an awesome job with this. And you're not trying to toot your own horn. You're not in here trying to build the biggest anything for yourself. Actually, you spoke kindly of other organizations doing the same kind of thing because the need is so great.
Yes.
That if all of us were working together, there perhaps would still be those with a need. So I really appreciate what you're doing. But if listeners are interested, are you the person that they would kind of connect with, Ron?
Yes.
Okay.
They would. They can reach me through the church, and again, I'll reach out to them.
So leave a message, call in, leave a message, or okay.
And if they want to send in a donation to the church, you have the address right there.
That would be a blessing,
you know,
as
that
well.
That would be a blessing, and it'll go straight for the school supplies and or the food supplies, whichever one we need the most help in.
Excellent.
Yeah. And we're just excited about this.
That's fantastic.
We even hear that the mayor of Fort Pierce might show up.
Wouldn't that be great? Oh, cool. That would be great.
And Sheriff Keith Pearson is supposed to come, too.
Excellent.
So we have a lot of people coming.
A lot of contacts.
Yes.
Well, you have a great reputation. You have, what did you say, how many years? Seven?
5 years. This is our fifth annual.
This is the fifth annual. Okay, so this is fantastic. Give us a report on Pastor. How's he doing? He had surgery a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he's got more movement and mobility in his legs and stuff like that. He did lose his dad about a week ago or so. And so, you know, and he's done well with chemotherapy. He's still cancer-free. The lymph nodes have swollen, have gone down to almost normal size.
Praise God.
And so, you know, and the first thing he could do, he could feel his toes when
That's
he woke
awesome.
Up from surgery.
That's awesome.
So he gives his regards, and he wishes he could be here.
Beautiful.
But hi, Pastor Sean.
Future. David, why don't you, we have about 2.5 minutes left. Why don't you lift up Pastor and the First Church of the Nazarene of Fort Pierce and this great event that's going to reach out and touch life. Let's Amen. Lift that up in prayer as we close today.
Well, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Father, first, let's pray for Pastor Sean Garr.
Yes, Father.
Lord, you have done such a great healing. Work, as you always do, in healing and healing our friend, our brother. He needs physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. He's gained a new life, but he's lost his father. And so we pray, Lord, just to draw him close to you, Father, to clutch him to your heart and be with him in this season of grieving and bless his family as well. And to pour out every bit of healing grace for his body, Father, to be fully and completely restored. And Father, we decree in Jesus' name that you're about doing that right now.
Amen.
And Lord, and we thank you also for the First Church of the Nazarene in Fort
Bless
Pierce.
Them, Lord.
Truly, again, an extension of your loving heart, Father Spirit God, that Lord. That this and through many other means, the backpack giveaway only being one, and the manna ministries and their weekly feeding being another, and by so many other ways, Father, they're thank being you, the body of Christ. Thank they're you, being your hands and your feet, Lord Jesus. And again, for that ongoing rich blessing, that incredible outpouring, Father, of your Spirit, that enables them to be you, Lord, in the world today. Hallelujah. We give you praise.
Amen.
We give you glory as we come to you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anything, Robin, as we close out today that you want to share with our listeners?
I really hope to see them.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty great. Again, block party, big block party, number 5, coming up. It's going to be on the 10th. Is that right?
Yes.
August the 10th. And it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, it does.
So we got two 10s there, August the 10th, 10 o'clock in the morning. And this is just going to be a great day of connecting with the community.